What would be the mechanisms whereby diet or exercise or aspirin reduce relapse rate?
In colon cancer, we would speculate that the benefits of physical activity and the problems associated with obesity, which we do find in our studies, may be related to insulin. Namely, obesity and sedentary lifestyle are relatively hyperinsulinemic states. You know, we know that in diabetics, if they exercise, their insulin requirements go down because basically obesity causes insulin resistance. Physical activity increases insulin sensitivity. And in the laboratory, insulin is highly trophic to colon cancer cells. So if you can drive insulin down, that conceivably might actually prevent ultimately progression or growth of colon cancer cells that might be remaining after surgical resection. There have been some studies looking at plasma insulin, for instance, in breast cancer, and they actually show that higher levels of plasma insulin actually are associated with a higher recurrence rate. The studies in colon cancer are not really done yet. At least we know that plasma insulin, high plasma insulin, is associated with a higher risk of colon cancer. We don't yet know whether high plasma insulin is associated with a worse outcome from colon cancer, though those studies will certainly be done over the coming years. In terms of aspirin, well, presumably one of the mechanisms is COX-2. COX-2 is overexpressed in 75% of colon cancers, so conceivably the benefits of aspirin might be mediated through that mechanism. We suspect that that's partly how it prevents adenomas and cancers. There are clearly other mechanisms that aspirin influences, but that's one thing we're going to look at. In fact, we are collecting the tumor blocks from the CLGB study in addition to collecting diet. So one question we're actively looking at right now is, if aspirin is beneficial, is it even more beneficial for the individuals whose tumors particularly overexpress COX-2?
Then why did celecoxib not work in the other study?
It's an excellent question. And conceivably, that celecoxib, these drugs just aren't going to work in the metastatic setting, that perhaps in early settings, either in terms of cancer prevention or in early stage curative resected scenarios, these drugs would work. But once you get into the metastatic setting, conceivably resistance mechanisms prevent their benefit. I mean, I think it's a little bit of incongruity that we need to explain, but, you know, we do have randomized studies showing that both celecoxib and aspirin truly prevent adenomas and cancer.